And let's answer the obvious question, which is why are we launching our website 3 years after we initially launched the brand?
Grab a coffee or put your walking shoes on. This is your chance to spend a moment investing in yourself. Join Anna Roberts, sharing actionable steps for self-development, mindset, and performance hacks, and making sure you're working smarter, not harder.
We have to say, I can do that.
You're part of a community of women across the globe, striving for success in your personal and professional lives.
Who runs the world?
So get ready to unwind with Achiever.
Hey, and welcome back to Unwind with Achiever. It's your place where we dive into the journey of creating the best version of ourselves in all aspects of our life, our finances, our relationships, the way that we approach our goals, and of course, really understanding our mindset, our emotions, and our energy. Today's episode, we are unveiling something really exciting, and that is showing you all behind the scenes of our brand new website. So if you haven't already, check out achiever.shop. It is the home of our online store. Grab your coffee, get comfortable, just like I am. I'm sitting here on the couch, and I want to unpack everything from both a business standpoint, a personal standpoint. I'm going to tell you about the things that went wrong and how I kind of overcame those challenges, and also tell you about the things that have made my life a little bit easier as a business owner and as a mum, and share with you some of the new things that we've got on the website, because some of these products you might not actually know about. And these are the first time that you would be seeing them anywhere, because they're limited edition special pieces just for achiever.shop. So let's dive in and let's answer the obvious question, which is why are we launching our website 3 years after we initially launched the brand? Well, the really simple answer to that is that Achiever was first and foremost a community, and we never actually intended to have any products as such. We were always going to be online. We were born during the pandemic, and operating online was really where we were focused on primarily, until the pandemic started to kind of slip away to the side and it was no longer there. And we realized that we really quickly had to pivot and offer something that could bridge that gap between not being able to do stuff in person yet, but people not wanting to be online. And the middle ground for that was to be able to have a product. So we had amazing partners that we were able to create a physical product, something that is not my focus point or something that I ever set out to do. And it's definitely not my area of expertise. But I was able to harness the strengths that I did have and also be able to partner with incredible partners to be able to make our first edition of the 90-Day Planner happen. And we started off really simply. We had a notebook, we had a 90-Day Planner, we had some affirmation cards and a gratitude journal, and we started simply. And it was really from there that the idea was born, and we started to get some really good traction with it. Slowly but surely, we stopped doing stuff online. We focused a lot more on the products, and we started to work with partners to be able to have these experiences in person. And we were able to connect with so many of you in person, just like I had been doing pre-pandemic with a lot of the coaching initiatives I was doing, a lot of the events I was working on. So it was really just a follow-on from all of that in a really familiar territory. But as anything grows, we start to recognize where it is that we can make the most change and what we can do in our lives. And we started to get feedback from people about the 90-Day Planners and also about the events. And I really had to take a long step back and consider what was the future of Achiever here. And I knew that in order for Achiever to be able to serve its community first and foremost with not only the tools, but the actionable support and that full holistic approach to being able to support you at every stage of your life, we needed to be able to understand our customer journey. And in order to do that, we had to take on the responsibility of retailing our own products. So for us to be able to set up our own e-commerce store, it was so that we can connect further with you. Our community and our people are our biggest asset. So the coaches that I work with alongside in some of our in-person events that you would have met, our people that come along to these events, the people that buy these products, you are our priority. And it's why we've reiterated and we've learned in every new range that we've released, because it comes directly from you guys, from your feedback. So our people are our biggest asset, and that's what we're doubling down on in 2024. So really, this is kind of just the tip of the iceberg. Launching our website is one thing, but just wait until you see what we've got announced for 2024. I can't wait to share it with you. And it's going to be so rewarding and so impactful to be able to change so many more people's lives and to take our products and to take what it is that we already do and just kind of amplify it by 10. So watch out is all I can say, and just stay with us because we've got so much more to share and you guys are really at the core of everything that we do, and I can't wait to see how it's going to impact you positively. Now let's talk about the website, because obviously we've got our Achiever products, which you love. Our 90-day planners, our gratitude journals have both have a bit of a makeover for 2024. Our 90-day planners obviously still look the same on the outside, but we've also added in some really powerful transformational exercises. So we've got your ideal day. We've got a place to write a letter to yourself. We've got some self-care bingo and a place for you to plan your ideal vacation, because we're not just about dreaming, we're also about doing. And that's all facets of your life. We also look at things like planning your goals and looking at your wheel of life. And we've got a vision board with prompts as well. So you're not just putting out pretty pictures for the sake of it. You're actually delving into the psychology of what it is that you want to achieve, why this is meaningful for you, and how you can actually get there so you can create meaningful change in your life. Then we've also kept what you love about our day-to-day planning, but we've also got the weekly reviews and the 90-day review. So whether you're just at a stage where you don't really feel like you can achieve very much, you're in a bit of a survival mode, you just need to do the basics to take care of yourself, the 90-day planner is for you. If you're in a stage where you feel like you are in flow, you're at the top of your career, everything is going great, and you're kind of afraid that things might slip away or you might slip into bad habits when things start to get a bit busier like they are at this time of year, the 90-day planner is for you. It helps everyone to stay on track and to focus on small, meaningful habits that you can integrate in your life. And essentially, the 90-day planner replaces all of your other habits for the day. So it's the one habit that you need in 2024 to really make that meaningful change. Our gratitude journal as well has had a bit of a glow up. So our prompts remain the same, but we've also added an extra space. You can journal, use our fear detox or our affirmation cards to really focus in on the energy and the emotion that you want to cultivate for 2024. The other products that we've got up there that you might not know from the Achiever range include our document organizer and our affirmation puzzle, which are great for stocking fillers and just general Christmas gifts for the lady that has everything. Our best-selling fear detox cards and affirmation cards as well are great just to slip in there, and all come in under 100 dirhams. And then we've got something new, which is a collaboration with Albion and Air, which is a wonderfully locally made soy candles. And they are made so considered and so carefully by Charlotte, who started Albion and Air as a passion project. And we've got two delicious flavors. And when I say these candles are so divine that you want to eat the air, like you want to chomp into them because they are just so delicious. Cozy cranberry and this like warm vanilla scent. Both of them are absolutely divine, but there are only limited stock. We've done 10 of each. So once they sell out, that's it. And they are beautiful because once the wax is melted from the candle, you can reuse them as trinket jars. So they're multi-purpose and they're just beautiful and aesthetic. So they'd be such a great gift for anyone this Christmas. We also have our August Grace pajamas. Now, these pajamas I initially started creating myself. I sewed the first sample. I then was able to work with my pattern maker to refine them a little bit more. And we were able to make a limited run. There's literally 10, 15 in each size. The small is quite small because we made them from the off cuts, but the medium and large are just a little bit oversized and baggy. So I wear a medium and they've got an oversized crop top with them with beautiful embroidery that says love you. So I definitely say get in there quick. This is perfect for your best friend or a girlfriend if you're wanting to buy a Christmas present that one, no one else has, and two, is really special. That's in there on the website, and we've got 20% off at the moment if you shop before Friday. We've also got a limited edition Love You cap as well, which is great for like beach walks or going out and doing any kind of outdoor activity at this time of year. It's a wonderfully white, soft dad cap with lovely gold embroidery saying love you. And we're also adding some curated pieces throughout the next few weeks as well. So make sure you sign up to the page. We've got a few different prompts and some freebie giveaways on Achiever.com, but Achiever.shop is our shop. Have a look through there. See if there's anything that you like. If you've got questions about sizes or anything, I'm always available. We are owner operated. So everything that you see passes through our hands and comes from us with love. And we really just want to take so much care in that customer journey. We want to hear your feedback. We want to guide you. And we really want to be a safe space for you to be able to come, whether you're at your peak or you need some help. This is a safe space for you to be able to come and just really have that unapologetic approach to being the best version of yourself. Now, from a personal perspective, getting the entire website together has been a little bit of a challenge because I've been let down hugely by tech teams in the past and also this time around. So I spent a lot of the weekend actually coding a lot of the website myself so that I could customize things and just make it better for you and your experience. I Googled a lot of things. I did a lot of work with ChatGPT, and I took all of the photographs that you see up online, especially our festive stuff. I did all of that myself. And when I talk about it being, you know, it's much more than just a passion project for me. It's my baby. And I couldn't find anyone that I could trust with this vision. And I really wanted to execute it myself. And I didn't want to get caught up in that stage of being paralyzed by perfectionism. I know that there's a certain standard that I want, and I know that I could execute it myself, but equally, done is sometimes just good enough, and getting things up and then being able to tweak them is sometimes how you have to approach things. It can't be 100% perfect before you launch. So even though my tech person abandoned me at the weekend, I still managed to integrate my GoDaddy domains with Shopify and with Squarespace. I still managed to connect QuickBooks with QuickUp, with Stripe, our payment provider. And my tech stack is now looking so much more robust and rigid than it ever was in any of my other endeavors that I've had online. I've been in this space for 8 years now, and the technology that we had access to 8 years ago is literally 1% of what I have now. None of these technologies existed 8 years ago. And the fact that I can have them all integrated, all speaking with each other and all working seamless with me to automate my business is just a godsend. So I really hope that from that customer journey perspective, that you're able to see a lot of the care and consideration that we've taken into launching the website, that despite some of the challenges, sometimes you can actually do things pretty much on your own, despite, you know, wanting to have all the help around you. I think I actually wanted to have a few other people to lend a hand just for the sake of my own mindset, not necessarily because I could or couldn't do the job. And especially when it came to tech, I was really reminded of it. Equally, I've had an incredible amount of support from people like Asi, from Charlotte, from a lot of the consultants that I've brought on board to be able to assist with getting my big ideas down on paper and then executed in real time. So if you've got any questions around running the business side of things, please let me know, and I can do an entire podcast around that side about how I've structured the business. Or if equally you want to know a little bit more about the product design and what we're working on for next year, do let me know. And if you've got any feedback on anything that I've spoken about, my DMs are always open, or anna@achiever.com as well. I would love to hear, you know, what your thoughts are, because your support really, it does mean the world to me. And I want to thank you for tuning into this special episode and for following along on our journey so far. So remember, Achiever.shop, it's more than just a website. It's a hub for you to be able to come and, you know, choose your goals, pick where it is that you want to focus on yourself and be able to do it with ease, because it's a community and you're a part of it. So stay tuned. We've got a lot more to share. We will have a little break of the podcast across Christmas time, but if there's anything in particular that you want to hear before the end of the year, let me know. And until then, keep striving, keep thriving, and keep achieving.